This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama is back in Washington after a swing through Asia at a summit of leaders from the group of 20 countries in South Korea. The president had hoped to put pressure on China to let its currency get stronger, faster. The idea would be that China would do less selling to the world and more buying from it, and that would help rebalance the world economy. Instead, Mr. Obama spent a lot of his time defending the U.S. Federal Reserve. To find out why, we turn to David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and a frequent guest on our program. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, let's start with the criticism from just about every corner there at the G20 summit of the Fed's decision to buy up securities and pump $600 billion into the U.S. economy.
Right. The Fed has kept short-term interest rates near zero for nearly 2 years. So now it's trying to do something else. It's focusing on pushing down long-term interest rates, the ones set in the bond market that affect what companies pay and what homebuyers pay on their mortgages. Anytime the Fed prints more dollars, there's more of them out there. The bigger the supply, the price goes down. So the dollar's price on world currency markets, whether measured in euro or yen or rupee or gold, goes down. That's the way it always works. But when the dollar goes down, other currencies go up. And that's causing a lot of consternation in emerging markets around the world because they're very dependent on exports. And they don't want their currencies to go up quite so much because it makes it harder for them to sell their stuff to the rest of the world.
But, David, don't the other countries buy in at all to this effort to help the U.S. economy to grow faster? I mean, it seems like a growing U.S. economy would be good for the world.
Of course, and that's exactly what President Obama, Fed Chairman Bernanke, Treasury Secretary Geithner have been telling him. But these emerging markets are in a very tough spot. Interest rates in Europe, the U.S., and Japan are very low, a lot of money sloshing around the world economy, and a lot of it is heading to emerging markets. That makes them uneasy. It reminds them of the late 1990s, when they had all this money sloshing in. It drove up their stock markets and their property markets, and they had bubbles. And then they learned that the flows could quickly reverse and cause them a lot of problem. So to the extent that these emerging market officials have any coherent criticism of the United States, what they say is they'd prefer the U.S. relied more on tax cuts, more on spending increases, and less on the Fed printing money. But of course, that's the one thing President Obama knows he's going to have trouble getting Congress to do.
And how does this affect the ongoing tension between China and the U.S. over China's currency, which many say is unfairly undervalued?
Right. Well, think of China as putting up a dam. The water, the dollars, have to go somewhere. They can't go to China as much as the market wants, so they go other places, to Brazil, India, Korea, and South Africa. That pushes up their currencies, endangering their exports, and it also means a flood of money, and they've seen this play before. They know that when the money rushes in, they can get stock market bubbles, real estate bubbles, and then the money will rush out again at some point and cause a great deal of instability.
Well, just briefly, going back to the Fed's move, pumping billions into the economy, what's been the reaction here at home?
Well, it's not as bad as overseas, but it's getting close. At best, the effects are seen as very uncertain. Some on the left say it simply isn't enough. And now from Republicans, economists and politicians on the Republican side, come a new call on Mr. Bernanke to pull out of this thing, to reverse course. They say he's debasing the currency and threatening to cause more inflation than he wants.
David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.